Now we have two psukim. Both of them have the term Hashem Tzvakos in it. Hashem Tzvakos imanu miskav lanu elhei Yaakov Sala. Hashem Tzvakos asher adam boteach bach. So that's why those two psukim are both put together. And the first pasuk, Hashem Tzvakos. So first of all, what's that term? When we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Tzvakos, Tzvakos is one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Brachos, where Chana, when she was davening to Hashem that he should give her a child, and she had been barren for so many years, so she turned to Hashem and she said, you're the God of all the Tzvakos in the Shemayim. Like, you made all the stars, there's so many things that you created. You can't just give me one child, just give me one child. When she referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Tzvakos, and the Gemara says she was the first one to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Tzvakos. When you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Tzvakos, you're referring to the fact that he owns all the myriad of things that are created. And she said that when she was asking, so just for you, it shouldn't be so hard to give me one thing. The Gemara gives a mashal to somebody that, like a poor person wants food, and he goes to a wealthy person. But he goes in specifically when he's hosting a feast, a lavish, lavish meal with tons of meats for hundreds of people, and then he asks him for a roll. So it's like, for you, you have so much. Just give me a roll. So when you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem Tzvakos, you're referring to, he's the master of everything. The word Tzava is a large group of things. So let's say, so for an army of soldiers, so they'll be called the Tzava, because there's so many of so many soldiers in one group. But it's not that a tzava is just an army. A tzava is any large group of things. So the stars are also a tzava. We could say about all the plants in the world that they're a tzava of plants. So when we say tzvakos in plural, what we mean is that this whole world is made up of so many large groups of things, so many large groups of each one of the species, so many large groups of each one of the types of rocks and animal, every one of the animals and plants and everything. So Hashem Tzvakos, he is the master of every one of all of those things, and they're all by him. All powers and all ability are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is Imanu, and Hashem is with us. So therefore we have everything serving us. All the Tzvakos in the entire universe, since Hashem is with us and they're with him, so they're all serving us to bring about the good of Klai Yisrael and the final outcome that's meant to come to Klai Yisrael. So Hashem Tzvakos imanu, miskav lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a stronghold for us. Miskav, says Rav Schwab, is made up of two words. Sagi means strong, and gavoha means high, high and strong. It's like a tower of strength. So Hashem is our tower of strength, says Rav Schwab. So even when things are difficult, and even when we have all different types of tzaros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the tzvakos behind him and with him, and he's a miskav lanu, he's a tower of strength for us. Another idea of it, he's a miskav lanu, it's as if to say that we dwell in his area. This whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom. It's his. So we're living in his place. He's protecting us. Miskav lanu. He's like a powerful home for us. Elokei Yaakov Sela. So Elokei Yaakov, we're saying that. We're saying, when we say Yaakov, we're referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But he kind of, you know, encompasses all three of them, being the last one. And we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special love and commitment to the Avos and the promise that he made towards them to protect their people to the end of days. Sela is, it means forever, constantly, continuously, non-stopping, non-broken. Sela, forever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us that power of strength, that tower of strength, keeping his commitment to the Avos, Sela, for good and forever. Hashem Tzvakos, oh, and one more thing with Hashem Tzvakos, Shteyman points out that often when there are midrashim that talk about how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared at Matan Torah, he appeared with legions and legions of hundreds of thousands of malachim surrounding him all over. And when Klai Yisrael saw all those millions of malachim around him, and they were in an organized unbelievable way, they wanted that for themselves too. They wanted to be able to travel like that and have that aspect that they saw by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gave it to them. And from then on, and Hashem told them to how to travel with the Degalim, and He split them into tribes, you know, three, and three, each one on either side, traveling the desert in a very organized system of many, many people. So since the Midrash says that He gave that to us that we wanted when we saw Hashem with His legions of Malachim, whatever that looked like that we were jealous of, He gave to us. So that's another thing that's hidden over here in Hashem Tzvakos Imanu. We have that concept with us too, the concept of Hashem Tzvakos, which is like He travels with legions. He gave that over to us to be able to travel with legions, at least in the Midbar. In the next pasuk with Hashem Tzvakos, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Fortunate is the man that trusts in Him, in Hashem. So when you want to trust in something, what do you want to trust in? What are you going to put your complete trust in? Something that you know is only for your good, only wants to give to you and take care of you, and they're completely 100% able without any limitations. So it's appropriate for this pasuk to start off with Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem is referring to the chesed of Hashem, the tov of Hashem, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly midas harachamim, just wanted to give us, and everything that loves us and the love that we have for ourselves is love that He put into us. So there is nothing that could love us more than Hashem. And Tzvakos is He has all powers at His fingertips. It's all His. It all belongs to Him. It's all controlled by Him. So therefore He's fully capable and able. So Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Fortunate is the man that trusts in you, in Him, because He's only going to take care of him, and He has everything to do at His fingertips to be able to take care of him. So it's appropriate that the pasuk should say it like that. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says that La'olam lo yehei ha-pasuk hazeh zaz mitoch picha. And then a quote, never let this pasuk leave your lips. It should always be at your lips. That first pasuk of Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Miskav Lanu Alakei Yaakov Sela, and continues Hashemi, and the second pasuk, Hashem Tzvakos Hashem Adam Boteach Bach. So who combined those two pasukim together? The Gemara in Yerushalmi. And it says that these two pasukim together as a grouping should always be at your lips. So at least we say it once a day in Pesukah Dezimra. But there's something in these Pesukim that a Jew is meant to live with. How his ability to trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's devotion to him and to the Jewish people. So these are two powerful Pesukim that we're saying together. Now we have two Pesukim that use the term Yeshua, like a salvation. And we start off like this. Hashem Hoshia. So we're calling out to Hashem and asking Him to save us. But we don't say Hoshia Hashem, save us Hashem. We say Hashem Hoshia. The stress, the emphasis in the pasuk is Hashem. It's not that we want a salvation. We want You to be our salvation. It has to come from You. We don't want it from any other place. A Yeshua from You is a real Yeshua, because You really know what's good for You. You know how to give it in a lasting way. We don't want it from any other place other than from You. So Hashem Hoshia. Only a Yeshua should only come from Hashem. Emphasis being on Hashem. HaMelech Ya'anenu V'yam Karenu. So the king will answer us on the day that we call out to him. So first of all, in this pasuk also, we see the idea of Hashem, referring to his complete and eternal rachamim for us, and him being melech, all-powerful and in control of everything. And therefore, it makes sense that it's only to him that we call out, since everything is in his control, and he only wants to give to us. And we have over here both a fact and a bakasha, that he answers us on the day that we call out to him. It's true. Once we daven, immediately Hashem starts to put into motion answering our tefillah. But we don't always see that right away. Sometimes it's a process that could take many, many years in order for us to be able to see how our tefillah was answered. So we're both stating a fact that Ya'aneinu, he will answer us on the day that we call out to him. But also Ya'aneinu, it's a bakasha too. Let us see Let us see how you're answering us on the day that we call out to you, because then it's more of a Kiddush Hashem. Then it'll strengthen our bitachon more. It'll strengthen our connection to you more. And we'll be Kiddush Hashem to others that watch us and see how when we ask you, you right away started to answer. So we know it's true, but also let us see how it's true that you answer us on the day that we call out to you. The next pasuk with the word Hoshia is Hoshia et Amecha Uvarech et Nachlasecha. Nachlasecha is referring to his inheritance, that it's where his lot. And that means that we're connected to him forever and for eternity. If we're his inheritance, that means he's sticking with us. Ure'im v'nasim adolam. Ure'im is to pasture us, like the way that a roa tzon, like a shepherd, takes care of his sheep. So what does that mean? He always finds them food and brings them to the places where there'll be nourishment, and also he protects them from animals that can come and attack them or hurt them. So Hashem is our shepherd. We're telling him, shepherd us. Re'em, shepherd the Jewish people, v'nasem, and raise them up over all the nations of the world, ad olam, forever. Like we say in the pasuk, Hashem roi lo echzar. Since Hashem is my shepherd, I'm not going to be lacking anything. So that you wouldn't want a shepherd other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.